Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm so excited about this show today. I have a wonderful woman of God on the line. She is just so full of awesomeness. I just made up that word. It's not a word, but I just made it up. And she is absolutely on fire for God. She does so many things for people and in her community and her church and things of that nature. And I'm just really psyched to be on the line to talk to her today. My second guest today is going to be Bishop Ernest Hunter and Laquinla Hunter. They're coming and stopping by the show today to talk a little bit about the gospel showcase that's coming up in September with Luther Barnes and so many other artists. But that's what's going to happen today on the show. It is hot outside. It is really, really hot outside. And it is August. Can you believe it is August already? Lord have mercy. Where does the time go? If you haven't done or accomplished what you wanted to accomplish this summer, you only got a month or so left. So I would suggest you go ahead and get started. Get started. Well, Breathe Again Magazine, it is an online magazine for women and men that have overcome adversity in their lives. They have gone through the fire, came out the fire, and the radio show is an extension of the magazine. And we just bring you women and men that have gone through, came out, to just encourage you, to motivate you, and to inspire you, to let you know that you're not alone, let you know that you're not the only one that has cried those tears, not the only one that feels as though they can't make it and they can't go on and their life is over. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. We've been there, and we just came to let you know that it's going to get better. You know, God is no respecter of persons. He did it for us, and he brought us out, and so he'll do the same thing for you. So I hope you are blessed each and every week when you stop by the show, when you listen to the archives, to the guests that we have here for you, because we handpick these individuals for you because we know that they're going to be a blessing and deposit something into your lives. So check us out online at breatheagainmagazine.org and follow us on Twitter at breatheagain. Connect with us on our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/breatheagainmag. And you know what? If you have a victorious testimony, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. I want to have you on the show so you can inspire and motivate those that are calling in and those that are listening and those that are at home that feel as though they cannot make it. So if that's you, contact me, 757-404-1582. Or you just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or email me or just connect with me on the show. But I want to have you on the show as well. So let's see. Today's show, it is all about becoming whole, getting whole again. You know, so many of us, we walk around broken. We walk around tired and busted and disgusted, and we're missing something. We're missing some pieces in our lives. And my guest today is Paulette Harper Johnson, and she has written several books, and she is a speaker, a writer. She is just all over the place doing what God has called her to do. And she's stopping by the show today because she's on her virtual blog tour for her new book, Completely Whole. Paulette, are you there?
I'm here, Nicole. How you doing?
I am great, lady. I'm so glad we were able to connect finally. It's been a couple of years, huh?
Yes, it has been, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity for me to come on your show and talk to your listeners about my book and my virtual blog tour.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm honored to have you with us because I know you're going to drop some nuggets of wisdom to our listeners. So let's just get right into it. Tell me a little bit about Paulette Harper Johnson.
Sure. Well, I am originally from California and got married a couple of years ago. So now I live in sunny Florida. So I'm getting used to being out here, getting used to the weather and all of that. I have two daughters and two beautiful granddaughters. You mentioned me being a writer, and I'm an author, a life coach. I'm married to a pastor. So I'm busy doing a lot of stuff. But most of all, more than anything, I'm a child of God. I love the Lord, and I'm doing what I believe he's called me to do. And I'm an elder in my church, and so I'm a mentor as far as mentoring women in my my ministry as well.
Amen, amen. Now, you've written several books. Tell me a little bit about the previous ones up until now.
Sure. I started writing in 2007 with my first book, which is entitled That Was Then, This Is Now, This Broken Vessel Restored. And that book was released in 2008, and that was a memoir of my life. I went through a divorce. I was married to a pastor then, and went through a divorce. So I was left with a lot of scars and a lot of bruises and trauma that I had experienced. And God wanted me to write that book so then I could share my journey with other women. And it's a great book on restoration. It really is. And so I share in that particular book about my own personal struggles, what happened to me in going through that divorce, emotionally, spiritually. But then at the end of the book, I talk about the restoration that God brought to my life. And so that was my first book. And then I've done a couple of anthologies with the Victorious Living brand, Victorious Living for Moms and Victorious Living for Women. And then I have my, I did a Right Now Author's Manual that's available for aspiring writers to resources and tools and tips to help them market and promote their books. So that's also available for anyone that would like more tools to help them with their own marketing. And then the book that we're going to be talking about tonight is completely whole. I'm excited about this particular book. So different than my first one. Of course, my first one talked about Paulette and my journey. Completely whole talks about the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. So it really does. There's some great nuggets in here for anyone who's trying to become completely whole the way God has intended for us to be.
Amen. Now, Paulette, what inspired you to write Completely Whole?
The inspiration, really, the nudge that came from God. And so when I was writing That Was Then, This Is Now, when I got done with that, I felt really a release, and I felt that I had gotten a breakthrough that I needed. And so I got to a point where I felt that the areas in my own life that I was broken and I was scarred, that I became whole. And I wanted to write this book to let people know that wholeness, becoming whole, is the plan of God for our lives, that he doesn't want us to be in a place of lack or being broken, but even when we fall into those areas, that there is wholeness for us, complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. So really looking at my own personal life and seeing how God had brought me to a place of wholeness, and so that's really what Completely Whole is about. It's, you know, it's identifying those areas in our lives where we have not fully recovered from, areas that are still scars and bruised there, and areas that can be some residue can still be there, but we haven't been wanting to deal with it because it's been real painful for us.
Yeah.
So that's really where Completely Whole has come about.
Yeah. How does one become whole? How does one connect? And they may be, like you said, carrying around that baggage, and they may, as you said, be still traumatized and going through different things or circumstances, but they really inside, they want to be whole. They just don't know how to be whole. How does one get whole?
Well, I think one of the things that we all have to do is really identify those areas that block us from wholeness. And it's really coming to face with it. When we can face our Goliaths and we can face the pain and we can face and really come to grips with the root of our problems and really want to deal with it, that's where true freedom can come. You know, the Bible says you'll know the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. And if we can really become truthful and identify those areas, whether it's, you know, resentment, unforgiveness, whether it's bitterness, you know, whether we're in a state of someone who has, you know, caused us some great harm, and from that harm we suffered. So we have to learn how to identify those places and identify where we are spiritually. And then, of course, God has a solution to everything we go through in life, and that's, of course, the Word of God. And so the Bible clearly tells us how to do a call to action for everyone, and that's really what it's about. It's a call to action. It's really identifying those self-destructive areas in our lives and the mindsets that we have that block us from wholeness, identifying them, coming to grips with them, and then applying the Word of God as the tool that we need to come free.
Amen. Now, what do you want the readers to walk away with after reading Completely Whole? What are a few nuggets that you know after reading that they should move forward in their lives and do what?
Well, I think, you know, what I would like people to get out of reading Completely Whole is that it's I call it a blueprint for everyday living. It really does have some nuggets in there about empowering you to succeed, empowering you to prosper, spirit, soul, and body. And so if you can read this book and then you can identify those areas that you have not, you know, really recovered from, and then you can find wholeness in that, then the book has really done what it has been written to do, and that's really to empower you to wholeness. And so, you know, many people try to find fulfillment in so many different things, whether it's money, relationships, material things, but when you really think about it, Nicole, after all that stuff is exhausted, what are we left with?
Amen.
And so we're left with God's Word, and that's really what it comes down to, is applying the nuggets from the Word of God to our lives so that we can live a life of wholeness the way God has really designed and purposed for us to live. So it's really a book to empower, to strengthen, and to encourage you to identify those areas, and then knowing that you have the power within you to get the victory over those areas.
Amen, amen. And how could one purchase your book, Paulette?
Actually, people can go to my website, which is pauletteharper.com. They can also purchase copies of any one of my books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And so I just, you know, encourage them to do that. It's also available, Completely Whole is available in paperback and also in Kindle. And then That Was Then, This Is Now is available as well on paperback. And That Was Then, This Is Now is through Tape Publishing, and they can actually go to Tape Publishing and get the audio that's also available for those that don't really like to read, but they like to listen to tapes.
Mm-hmm.
That Was Then, This Is Now is available on audio like that.
Amen, amen. Now, Paulette, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you people that have gone through, came out, but we talk about what they've gone through, but we also want to provide some solutions, what takes place right now, some action steps for our listeners that may be where you once were. If you have, but we have a listener on the line right now, or they may come and they may listen to the archives, I want you to take a few minutes and minister to them, because they may feel like their life is out of control and they're not completely whole. They may feel like they're about to give up. They may have been married, they were married to a pastor before and it just didn't turn out right, and now they're going through a divorce right now. So I want you to take some time and minister to them right now.
I sure will. One of the things that God spoke to me when I was going through my in the valley experience, he told me better days are ahead. And I didn't really understand, you know, the full concept and what exactly he was telling me, but I knew that that was real a word for encouragement right in my darkest hour. And so I would really encourage those that are listening, I'll give you the same word that God told me, better days are ahead. And I can attest to that because I'm living in some really, really great days of my life, and I wouldn't have changed anything that happened to me, even the bad stuff. And I've learned that even in the bad stuff, Nicole, that God has a purpose and a plan for all things. And so someone may be listening who feels that their life is hopeless, or they are in a bad state, or even maybe wanting to contemplate suicide, because I was there. And so I would really tell them that, you know what, God has a purpose and a plan for you, and that your life and your days ahead are greater, and that if you just trust God to get you through the bumpy road and trust God to get you through the dark hours, that light is there to shine upon you, your purpose shall be fulfilled, and that the purpose in which you were created shall come to pass, because God has great things for all of us. And so I encourage everyone to really, in the hours and that we're living in right now, that these are some great days for us if we can really trust and believe God in it, because God will not put more on you than you can handle, but he has a great escape for you so that you can get out of where you are to fulfill the purpose in which you have been created.
Amen, amen. Yes, he always makes a way of escape for us. I love him, love him, love him. Now, Paulette, you also do virtual blog tours. Talk a little bit about that. So if we have authors on the line, or if we have authors that are thinking about writing a book, they have not yet completed it, they're not sure how they're going to market it, talk a little bit about your services that you offer.
I sure will. Thank you. I decided to do Right Now Literary virtual blog tours for the purpose of helping authors promote their book. A virtual blog tour basically is the writer, the author, goes from blog to blog, you know, making connections with the readers that are on those blogs. It's different than, of course, traveling, because we don't have to travel and spend the money, you know, going from bookstore to bookstore. But
right.
It's done all virtually. So what I do is I put a call out to bloggers. And we know that a lot of people are blogging now, and it's such a great tool to connect readers one with another. And so I put a call out to bloggers, and also put a call out to radio shows, and I asked them to help me promote the authors that want to do a virtual blog tour. And so in the process of them bringing the authors to their blogs, they are connecting that author, his book or her book, with readers that follow that particular blog. I've been blessed to be able to connect with so many great bloggers from different nationalities, from different platforms, from people all over the states who have allowed me to come on their blogs and then my authors. So the authors, you know, they go from blog to blog, they make connections, they sell some books, they get the exposures that they need. And so I really encourage people to, this is just one way to promote your book, and it's an easy way to do it, because you absolutely do not have to do anything but get on your computer, jump from blog to blog, leave a comment, see who's interested, you know, in reading your work. And so it's a great tool that we have now that we can just, you know, connect with people virtually. My website for people that's interested in finding more about the virtual blog tours, it's called rightnowlit.blogspot.com. And even if they go to my website, paulettharper.com, I talk some about my virtual blog tours. There's a link there as well. So they can go on there, find more about the genre that I love to promote, my services, the prices, and all that. And I just encourage anyone, really, veterans that have written a book, if you have a new book out and you want to promote it and market it, a virtual blog tour is the way to go.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that has been our time. I just want to thank you so much for stopping by the show, Paulette. It has been a blessing just listening to you, hearing you. You are a true woman of God, and you're so humble, and I'm so happy for this season in your life. I'm really happy for what God has brought you through, and now you're walking into, and you're just walking into abundance, and God is just doing that thing that he promised you. So I'm excited for you, lady.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I am so grateful for being on the show, and I appreciate what you're doing, too. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thanks again. All right, listeners, all right. That was a wonderful interview with Paulette Harper Johnson. Make sure you grab her book, Completely Whole, so you can find out how you can be whole. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to Bishop and Apostle Hunter, and they're going to talk about the Gospel Showcase and Expo. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Would you like to shave off a few pounds? Would you like to get your sexy back for the summer and beyond? If so, pay close attention. My name is Cedric Harris, and I want to introduce you to the number one health challenge on the planet, plus Venus, plus Pluto, the Visalis 90-Day Challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, the 90-Day Challenge is sweeping the nation where we have well over 6,000-plus people per day joining. You're talking about a full-blown program that allows you to simply drink a milkshake and lose that unwanted fat that you don't want on your body anymore. Maybe you don't have time to go to the gym. Maybe you don't want to stand in front of a television and do any crazy exercises, but I'm sure you can drink a milkshake. This works so well that we've attracted the likes of Tim Hardaway, Roy Jones Jr., Jessica Biel, Steve Harvey, Dennis Rodman, and the list goes on. And we've assisted people in losing well over 15-plus million pounds in the past few years alone. If you want to get your sexy back and shave off that unwanted weight, feel free to dial 757-404-1582. Again, that's 757-404-1582 for more information.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sticking with us. Right now, we're going to go into our second segment, and we have Bishop and Apostle Hunter on the line, and they're here to talk about the Virginia Gospel Showcase and Expo that's coming up in September. All right. Are you guys there?
I'm here. Yes.
All right, these are two of some of my favorite people on the earth, and we're going to try to not cut up on this line, okay, Bishop?
I hear
Bishop,
you.
Bishop, it's a disclaimer, okay?
All right.
All right now. Look, you have a, and let me just preface this. Let me say that Bishop and Apostle Hunter, they are the overseers of God's Anointed Touch Ministries, and I believe they're in Windsor, Virginia, and they are doing big things. They are really feeding the communities. They're clothing them. They have a heart for God's people. And, you know, the Word of God says, what you've done to the least of them, you have done unto me. And that was Jesus. So, and they are out here and they are doing that to the least of them. And I just commend them, and I hold them in high esteem, because I joke with them and I laugh with them, because they're down to earth. They will jack you up on some spades. They will take you to town with some backyard eating. But they have a heart for God. So I just love y'all. So look, talk to me about the Gospel Showcase and Expo. What can we expect from it, and when is it?
Well, you can expect an awesome time in God. First of all, it's going to be September 21st and 22nd. It's going to be in Franklin, Virginia. This year we're having it in Franklin, Virginia, at the Workforce Center in Franklin. And we have some awesome people coming in town. We have Terry Douglas, CEO of Black Smoke Records. We have Brother Stephen Harris, all the way from Hollywood, California. He has a lot of television stations as well as radio stations. Then we have Mr. Luther Barnes. Everybody knows him, the international singer, songwriter, author. We have him coming to town. We also have Brother Zacardi Cortez. Everybody knows Zacardi. A singing machine. And then we also added Mr. Lonnie Hunter from Radio 1. So we're looking to have an awesome time. God is going to move. This is our seventh year doing it. And,
awesome.
and the years prior to this have been phenomenal. So we're looking for this year to even be greater. And we're looking to have an awesome time in God.
Amen. Now, choirs and soloists and praise dancers, they all can enter as well. Tell me a little bit about that. So if we have some people on the line that they have an amazing choir and they want to submit their choir, enter into the contest, how does that work?
Yes. If you're a choir, a holy hip-hop artist, praise team, mimers, praise dancers, all you have to do is go to our website at www.HPVirginiaGospelShowcase.com and fill out the registration right there online and just follow the prompt. It'll lead you through it. I'm going to tell you right now, they need to get it in as soon as they can because the spots are filling up quickly. And,
yeah.
Of course, the artists, the winners will receive $1,000, a $3,000 magazine, a marketing package, as well as a magazine spread in an international magazine, which is called Empowered Magazine. They are the official magazine for the showcase.
Awesome. Talk to me about last year. What took place last year? Who did you have last year, and how many people came out?
Apostle, you jump in here anytime.
Amen, Apostle.
We had a wonderful attendance. We're looking this year, we've boosted up our marketing. But last year we had about 400 to attend. This year we're looking anywhere from 500 to 700 people to attend. We had Mr. Douglas with us. I want to harness in on the fact that the workshops on that Saturday are absolutely free. And we're dealing with people who are in the music industry. Mr. Kurt Douglas, all the artists that he promotes end up on the billboards, either number one or number two. He has something called the New Deal, in which he tells that artist how to market and promote themselves as an artist signed to a label or independent artist, how to get out there, get that airtime, and also to make that that income. Also, we dealt with if you write music, how to get publishing deals. A lot of people, they not necessarily singers, but they have the gift of writing, how to get those publishing deals, because the money is really made not really by the person singing, but by the person who wrote the music. Different principles and strategies on how to just, even if you're not in the music industry and you're a business person, these experts are sharing some principles and strategies that will really enhance your business, your music career, and even ministry. So the workshops are absolutely free. So we want to tell people about that. Also, if you have a business and you want to be a vendor, it is the place to really get your product out there. People come to celebrate gospel music and also to buy. So that is good. Last year was off the hook. We honored a gospel group that had served in our area for 51 years. Not only that, we had Keith Wonderboy, who put it down, singing Shouting Shoes. People love that. I just want to be right. He really performed. And then we had some awesome artists. We had artists to come from local and from some other states. And not only did they perform, but the judges gave them feedback right there. And you're talking about people who have signed people to labels, who have multi-million dollar companies, and also who have the connections to get people out there. One of the main things, we just don't want to promote anybody, but we want to promote people who are kingdom-minded. A lot of people have gifts and talents and are just looking for that door to get out there. And so that's what HP Virginia Gospel Showcase gives them. It gives them a door and an opportunity. Also, they get to brush shoulders with the judges one-on-one.
Awesome. Well, that's a time, I tell you. So basically, they're just not coming out and hearing some singing. They're coming out and they're going to get educated. They're going to get some tools that they can go back and apply to their careers and really talk to these people that can move their career to that next level. So that's wonderful. Let me have that website one more time.
www.HPVirginiaGospelShowcase.com, and or they can call 757-242-4000. 4151. Also, I forgot to mention, we also have Doc Christian is going to be with us this year as well. Yeah. Program director now of WHOV, Hampton University Station. He's going to be with us as well. And so we're looking at an awesome time.
Awesome. That sounds like it's going to be an awesome time, and I'm going to try to make it down there.
Sure,
but the
is.
First time, I may just have to run up there, grab the mic, and start singing, but don't throw me out, okay?
No, we're going to do that.
All right, all right. Well, thank you both for joining us and sharing about the Gospel Showcase. I'm going to have you on again when we get a little bit closer to the Gospel Showcase. Maybe we can have some of the artists or some of those ones that are going to be coming out and being the judges on the line as well. So we'll do that maybe first week in September.
Awesome. Nicole, thank you for everything. We definitely appreciate you. And we stand 100% behind what you're doing in the gospel industry as well.
Amen. Yes. God bless you both. Well, that has been our show for today. We went a little bit over. I know it cut off on the phones, but you can go back and listen to the archives. But God is so good, and I'm just so blessed and I'm honored to be able to do what I do each and every Thursday. My motto for 2012 was, I'm going to do what I love, and I'm going to love what I do, and this is what I love to do. And so to God be the glory, because he chose me for such a time as this. So I just want to thank Paulette Harper Johnson for joining us today, sharing about her new book, Completely Whole. Make sure you grab her book. Support her. She's an author. She is one of us. She is in the gospel arena. She is out there in the trenches sharing her works, her God-given talents. Support her. And also support the Hunters, the Gospel Showcase and Expo that's coming up next month. So to God be the glory, and you know I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, make sure you check us out online, breatheagainmagazine.org. And if you would like to be on the show, connect with us. God bless you. And again, I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. God bless you.